Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. Every January 1st, we at Harvest kick off the new year with 40 days of prayer. On today's podcast, Senior Pastor Jerry Barber talks about what we can expect from this year's emphasis, which we are calling From Heaven to Earth. Maybe the next 40 days could become the best 40 days of your life.
It's almost 2021. This podcast is being released on New Year's Eve. And many people, I'm sure, will be glad to get out of 2020 into a new year. But how can you start the year right? What can make it a great year? Well, I don't think it's going to be New Year's resolutions. Those things come often, and then they go away almost as quickly as they come. I remember that a few years ago when I was in a running group that ran several mornings a week, and we'd meet at the Y, and sometimes we'd work out, but most of the times we'd be running. And the population at the Y would swell in January. Everybody wanted to get that New Year's resolution to get in there and work out and all of that. And then, you know, over time it would dwindle back down. We all have done that, right? We've all made resolutions that we haven't kept. Well, at Harvest, we don't do New Year's resolutions. What we do participate in is 40 days of prayer. 40 days of prayer beginning on January 1st. We've been doing this a number of years, and it is an awesome way to start the year. This is really a team effort. So I, as the senior pastor, I started the ball rolling with the theme for this year, and we're calling it From Heaven to Earth, allowing God's character to shape our prayers. And what we're going to do is for the 6 weeks, each of the 6 weeks, we're going to take one attribute of God and focus on it, and then talk about how that impacts us and how it affects how we pray and how it affects how we live. So I started that, but boy, I didn't do all this by any stretch. There's a whole team of writers. We've written a prayer guide as normal. Many people have written. There's something every single day around these themes. There are Bible studies for some of the days that prepare you for Sunday, for what's coming on that Sunday. And then there are devotionals that follow Sunday for a couple of days so you can keep thinking about that theme or that attribute of God and keep applying it. And then in the middle of the week, boom, it starts again going into the next week. So many people wrote. We had people edit it. We had people compile it, put it together. Just a great, great team effort. And not only do we have a great booklet, we believe, for adults, there's a children's activity pack that is just chock full of great things for kids that follow these same themes. And we've got a memory verse every week. We've got a song of the week for both children and adults. We've got guidelines for how to use those things. But there are coloring pages in there for kids and puzzles and things that they can do at their level to really hone in. And that's such a neat addition this year, and we are really excited to see children and families, as well as singles and couples and everybody in between, dive in here. So the six themes. The first week we're going to talk about God being a God of grace. God is gracious, because that's where we start with prayer. Understanding God's grace. Prayer's not just our activity, something we're trying to do to gain God's favor. It's a response to His grace. It's all about God's grace. And if we can come to understand God's grace, that will change how we pray. And that's why we're starting there. That's what we're kicking off with. Then there are other things about God that we'll cover over the next 5 weeks. God is unchanging. God is everywhere present and all-knowing. That'll be week 3. Week 4, God is wise. Week 5, God is love. And week 6, God is independent. And all of those attributes of God come with a corresponding response for us. And that's what our main passages will deal with each week. And again, you will be able to study, to follow along, to read along. And what's neat is as people have been at Harvest and then moved to various places in the country, there are people who follow the 40 days of prayer every year from, you know, other states because they've seen the benefit in their lives. And so we post it, we put a PDF on our website so that that you can do that. And we make it available electronically, but we also have hard copies as well. So it's an exciting time for you as an individual, for whoever lives with you in your home, to work on it together. For groups, we encourage our community groups at Harvest and Bible studies and various groups meant to really hone in on the 40 days of prayer together. Many of them usually will make that their study material for these 6 weeks. They will they'll gather together around it and they'll focus on it because everybody's studying it anyway and they're talking about it and they're hearing about it on Sundays. And then when the group gets together, they can really dive into it even more and apply it even more. New groups will form in January just around this theme as well. Our pastor of Assimilation and Community, Jim Bennett, leads the charge on our community group. So if you want information about how to get in a group, either an existing one or a new one, you can contact him. His info is on our website, but his email is jim@harvestcharlotte.com, jim@harvestcharlotte.com. I encourage you to contact him and find out how you can get involved with the group. I feel like I need to warn you, if you really dive in here, God wants to meet you. And this could change your life for the better. And it has changed people's lives, and it's changed our church. We're so excited about it. Let us know through emailing or calling or texting, whatever. Let us know what questions you have, if you have any questions. But we want to learn how prayer goes from heaven to earth. We want to learn how is prayer different when we really focus on who God is? I have a tendency so often just to focus on how big my problems and challenges are. Well, we're going to try to focus on how big God is and learn these things about God, pray together, study together, sing together, serve the Lord together, and really be changed together. We're going to allow God's character to shape our prayers.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.